folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I am sitting in today for Melody Cederstrom. Of course, I think she's not here on Tuesdays. I think Dave's always one fills in for Melody on Tuesday, but Dave is not feeling well today. So if you can stand a hillbilly for another hour, you're doing very well. I'll be doing my best day to bring the news to you and bring you up to date on some issues if I can. All it is 14 December 2021. I'm going to graduate this day, and I do mean that. Again, Melody is, of course, not here, and Dave is not feeling well. So keep Dave in your prayers, if you don't mind. I mean, the fellow's pretty faithful, so I know he's not feeling well. He's just not feeling well. But let's get started on some precious metal prices. And gold and silver are still struggling some. It looks like it seems like they're having a hard time breaking out of the place they've been for a while. Gold, actually, is down $16.50. $17.71.80. Silver is down 39 cents to $22.02. And that's been low as it's been for a while. So they're struggling, but I know there's a reason for it. That's just the way it is. I mean, it'll turn around. Believe me, folks, it will. Platinum was down 10 to 9.27. Palladium is down 64 to 17.12. So we're seeing metal struggle somewhat, but do not be discouraged. Now's the time to buy. If you can do it, buy it now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Get it now. It will go back up, and who knows what's going to hit when it finishes up. The Dow was down slightly, 81.83 to 35.569. The S&P was down 32 to 46.36. The NASDAQ down about 170 to 15.243. Oil was down 80 cents to 70.49. You know, again, the retail price do not fluctuate much where I am, although the wholesale price go up and down. It seems like they hold their own right here every time when it comes to retail prices. But I still get perturbed to that about 25 minutes from where I live, where I've had to go this morning to put a dentist appointment. Gasoline is 36 cents cheaper per gallon. It is where I live in here in Nettie, West Virginia, in a little town called Rainell, West Virginia. Gasoline is 36 cents cheaper a gallon. I filled up today, put in 12.5 gallons, and saved $4.50. That really irks me. That perturbs me no end that they can sell it that much cheaper in a town that's got a main drag coming through it, so to speak. I mean, not too far, about 13 miles from a four-lane. And Rainell is 15, 20 miles out of four lane also, but 3 cents cheaper per gallon. There's something wrong with that picture, folks. I don't know what it has to do about with the county, maybe. I have no idea. But there's something wrong with the picture, and we all have to face it. When you went to buy gasoline to move around, these things just happen. They eat up your earnings. That just isn't the right way it ought to be. A nickel or so, I wouldn't think anything about it, but 36 cents a gallon cheaper. That is phenomenal. You mean for every 10 gallons you buy, you can buy more than another gallon. That's just phenomenal. But anyway, we know that Biden is still pushing his Rebuild America fiasco. And looks like our senator here in West Virginia, Joe Manchin, is a key player to whether this makes it through the Senate or not. Manchin says he's engaged with Biden on economic plan. Senator Joe Manchin emerged from a phone meeting with President Joe Biden, still uncommitted to voting for the president's economic agenda by year's end. We're just talking about the different iterations. That's all, Manchin said about the call. We're engaged, he said. White House spokesman Andrew Bates called the conversation constructive. Biden and Manchin, Bates said, agreed to follow up with another in the coming days. I hope Manchin sticks to his guns on this. I kind of think he will. Because the people in this state are not too keen on Biden even a little bit. I mean, not even a little bit. Now, very few people in this area supported Biden anyway. So I don't think Manchin will slide on this. If he does, it could mean his job could be in jeopardy if voting really works. That itself is a question, isn't it? So I don't know. But to see this, what this would end up costing in the long run, you hear estimates anywhere from $4 trillion up. You just don't know. But it's just another step in a communist takedown of a nation. And we are so far down the pike now, I don't see it turned around. I really don't. But it is where we are in a country that has lost its mind in a lot of different ways. So we'll see what Manchin does in the next few days. Biden wants his commitment before the end of the year, but that's only a couple weeks away. We'll see what happens. The Fed meets amid faster inflation and prepares to react. Now, I'll make this comment on this. The Fed, of course, is our, we keep calling them national, they call it a bank of the owned by private companies, and that prints and makes money and makes trillions off our debt. But the Fed has pulled a rabbit out of the hat right now and to maintain some normalcy, as other central banks around the world have, where the Fed's having to meet again to try to pull the rabbit out of the hat with this, what's going on right now. Federal Reserve officials, worried about rising costs and buoyed by a healing labor market, are pivoting from bolstering the economic recovery to more quickly withdrawing the support that has aided the country since the pandemic began. The policymakers who meet this week for their final gathering of 2021 are widely expected to outline a faster end to their bond buying campaign and will telegraph how aggressively they will expect to raise rates from rock bottom next year. The potential for major policy signals at the Fed's meeting, which concludes at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, will make it one of the most closely watched of the pandemic era. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do. When they start raising interest rates again, which will cripple the market in different ways. Folks, these guys, you have to give them credit. Like I said, they pulled this thing out of the hat more than once to save the bacon, so to speak, keep this country moving somewhat on a normal pace, although we're losing every day to inflation and devaluing dollar. That's just the way it goes. But we'll see what happens with this. We'll know something after 2 o'clock tomorrow, I suppose. It's what the plans are for next year. And it used to be you look at this and think, well, that's going to affect the market some way. But it seems like nothing affects the market any longer, so you never know. You just don't know. And this is a story that kind of breaks my heart to read, but it's just what it is today in this country we live in. The Boy Scouts of America reaches tentative $800 million settlement with insurer for sexual abuse victims. Now, back in the 50s, when I was growing up in the 60s, I guess you'd say, well, there's a lot of naive people, and of course, I was one of them. The sad part is, there's still a lot of naive people, or even worse, there are a lot of people just don't care today. But the Boy Scouts were considered an all-American Christian organization that taught morals and values and, you know, made men out of boys, not realizing how widespread the corruption was, even with sexual abuse. Then when, of course, you started letting girls join the Boy Scouts, and they let open homosexual sodomites in with the boys, that organization started deteriorating very quickly. And in my mind, it wouldn't be a bad deal if it went out of the way altogether. We have one now called I'm trying to think of a new organization. It's kind of taking the Boy Scouts' place, strongly Christian organization, and they're doing a good job of taking over where the Boy Scouts failed. And it just breaks my heart to see this happen, folks, but it is what happened. It is what's happening in a nation that's forgot her moral bearings. It's just a disgrace, and it's harmed a lot of people. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement in principle with 800 men with an insurer. BSA agreed with insurer Century and Indemnity Company and other Chubb companies to find a trust to compensate sexual abuse victims for an estimated $800 million in settlements. This is an extremely important step forward in BSA's effort to equitably compensate survivors, and our hope is this will lead to further settlement agreements from other parties, a spokesman for the BSA said in a statement to the Washington Examiner. So, Trail Life USA has taken over where the Boy Scouts left off, and it's growing very quickly. And it's a shame this organization went down the hill like it did, but it did, folks. It's truly, truly has disgraced a lot of people, hurt a lot of people, and it's time for it to be disbanded or at least reconfigured to go back to what it's supposed to be. That's just the way it is. And I know that probably doesn't make a lot of people feel very pleased with what I'm saying, but it's when you see things happen, it's time to rethink things, is it not? I'm talking about business outlooks and businesses coming on. I know here in the little state of West Virginia, we're losing population We are. We're one of the three states, I think they said, losing population. Illinois leads it. Mississippi's another one. And West Virginia's another one that's lost population. People move out because of lack of, I guess, decent jobs here, and they pay enough to make a living on, I suppose, and look for better place, better opportunities other places. And Virginia and Mississippi always are swapping places back and forth for the poorest states. I live in West Virginia. I like only a few people. I like living in the woods. I like privacy. I mean, we got 1.5 million people roughly in the whole state, and if you flatten us out, we'd be almost as big as Texas. So we have some elbow room. It's just all up and down instead of flaps. So anyway, but losing population, Illinois is really getting hit hard with young people leaving the state because of taxation and all the other nonsense goes on in Illinois. And it's time. It's time people realize that the socialist states like Illinois, you can call them Democratic if you want to, Republicans are getting to be just about bad, but they're losing population because people are fed up with what they have to put up with just to live there. Higher property taxes, higher income taxes, everything. Well, I think the income tax in Illinois is pretty fair. It's a flat tax, I believe it is. But other ways are eating them alive. And, of course, with the control of things like gun control and things in Illinois, I mean, just think about Chicago and what's going on with that. It's maybe a good place to think about getting out of. But small business outlook tumbles to record lows as tax hikes regulation loom. It's not just average Joe Americans whose sentiment is slumping amid soaring inflation and lagging wage growth. The latest survey from the National Federation of Independent Businesses shows small businesses have never been more pessimistic about the outlook for business. And that's really sad. The small businesses are the backbone of an economy. That's all there is to it. Owners expecting better business conditions over the next 6 months decreased 1 point to a negative 38%, tied for the 48-year record low reading. At the end of the year, as the end of the year nears, the outlook for business conditions is not encouraging to small business owners, as lawmakers propose additional mandates and tax increases. How do they keep doing that? I mean, they're hitting small businesses, and with the more mandates and tax increases, knowing that the small businesses are hurting already. Folks, after a while, you begin to wonder if this isn't done intentionally, don't you? Could they be wanting to destroy small businesses? Could this be part of the plan? I know that you say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, theories are something that has no chance of being true, just a theory. If there's any shred of evidence, folks, it ceases being a theory and starts being a possibility. Think about that. Owners are also pessimistic as many continue managing challenges like rampant inflation and supply chain disruptions that are impacting their businesses right now. And we order things here for our ministry once in a while, and I have to say the supply chain does make a difference. Sometimes little things you think are just going to be there in a few days are held up somewhere in the route getting here, or it's behind in being manufactured. It's just little things, and we're just a very small ministry. I can only imagine what businesses who depend on this to pay the bills must be like. We order things here to use here. We use them in our in the ministry, but we're not depending on, to pay the bills with. We have to order supplies. Businesses who order things to resell, to make money off of, and can't get them, that is not a good sign. And I can see the people's frustration. I can see the disappointment they have because they can't stock what they need to keep up. And I don't know this to be a definite occurrence that's going to happen for sure this month, but I've been getting a lot of information from different sources. They're going to start seeing more shortages of different foods on the shelves in stores. That they won't be overnight. You may see one shortage on one item. The next time, you may go back and see a shortage on two items, but we're going to start seeing more shortages on the store shelves. Is it because of supply chain? I don't know. But it makes a difference what the reasons are for shortages, folks. If they're there, they're there. And if you need the product or want the product, it's not there, and it becomes more widespread as time goes along. What do? You learn to live with it, right? That's why you buy store-bought food in advance. That's why you call Melody Steerstrom at 800-375-4188 and try to protect your finances a little bit. Well, what a good time now to buy silver. At $22, what a great time to buy silver. Well, gold also. Like me, silver, I guess you can say, is a poor man's protection. And what a great time to buy it. What a great time to buy it right now at 800-375-4188. Millennials are supercharging the housing market. The generation that supposedly didn't want to buy things now accounts for over half of all home purchase loan applications. Economists expect them to bolster demand for years. The housing market right now is hot, folks. It is. Alex and Michelle Eggert lived the last 20 years without a permanent address. They moved out of a small Manhattan apartment in 2018 to stay in the short-term rentals around the U.S. before embarking on a year-long honeymoon to travel the world, starting in the Philippines. When the pandemic cut their travels short last year, Mr. Eggert, 31, decided to take a job in public relations in Richmond, Virginia. He and Mrs. Eggert, who is also 31 and works at a healthcare tech company, started house hunting this spring. After losing out on multiple offers, they raised their $400,000 budget. Now, folks, think about that. They had $400,000 spent on a house. How many of you all could afford to plop down $400,000 for a home? But they couldn't find it. They couldn't find one in that price range, at least one they wanted. In July, they plunked down $635,000 on a three-bedroom ranch in a tree-filled lot near the Richmond Country Club. So the $635,000 put out to buy a home, and I don't know what the average price of homes are in that area, but I know that not many people, including myself, could even dream about putting that kind of money out into a home anywhere in any area. So this $400,000 budget would not cover it. They had to increase by $235,000 to buy the house. That is absolutely a phenomenal chunk of money. And not many folks can afford to do that. They're blessed they can do it. They truly are. But the housing market right now is still growing, and I don't understand all the ins and outs of that. But I do know that the price of building new houses is also astronomical. Materials are still high, very high, to build a new home. So it's maybe cheaper to buy one already built. I don't know how this works, but a three-bedroom home, a ranch-style home that was sold probably 10 years ago for maximum pay $120,000 or $30,000 is now going for $635,000 in the Richmond, Virginia area. That is a huge, huge lot, a bunch of money for a small three-bedroom ranch house. It truly is. But that's a sign of the times. Again, inflation, material shortages, difficult to get materials, has got the price increase in new homes, so people are looking to buy used homes and maybe save a few dollars in the process. So that's life in America today, my friends. More difficult for young people to make it every day, isn't it? Back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling in today for Melody Seastrom and for Dave. Dave is off sick today. Melody is out taking care of some business. She had a appointment, I think, today at 4 o'clock, so she couldn't be with us, obviously, because we start at 4 o'clock. So I'm doing the best I can to bring forth some news and share some thoughts with you, and I hope there are common sense thoughts on what's happening in the world, not just here in America. And I hope you'll give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. And talk to her about what you might be able to do to at least try to preserve some of your savings and your for your future, because it's not certain at all, folks, what's going to happen. There are too many things unwinding around us to even have confidence in the financial system of this country at all. It's just too many things happening. And surely we can all see that. Back to some world news. The UAE threatens to walk away from $23 billion in U.S. arms deal. Now, this is interesting because it looks like China has bypassed America in the arms race as far as making arms that are capable of reaching us that we can't stop. More powerful arms than the U.S. has, according to this article. But it says China scrambles to build more aircraft carriers and other munition systems that can deliver its hypersonic missiles, which have become a major point of contention since the missiles are more advanced than any U.S. weapon system and also cannot be stopped. Let me repeat that. These missiles, the super hypersonic missiles, which have become a major point of contention since the missiles are more advanced than any U.S. weapon system and also cannot be stopped. It appears more countries are having second thoughts about buying American weapon systems and perhaps giving China offerings a second thought. According to WSJ, the UAE reportedly thinking about walking away from a massive arms deal that would have seen the tiny Gulf state supplied with $23 billion in aircraft, drones, and missiles, including the F-35, the F-35 Reaper drones, and other advanced munitions. The reasoning given by WSJ for the decision to abandon the deal was that the protective measures demanded by the U.S. to stop Chinese spies from stealing the technology from the UAE were apparently too onerous for Abu Dhabi. So we'll see. I don't know. But it is kind of sobering to know that, according to this report, China has weapons that are more advanced than anything we have, and it can't be stopped. Now, we may have things in secret that nobody knows about. That's very possible. But when the UAE starts looking for different places to supply their arms, and they're supposed to be one of our allies, so to speak, you have to wonder about that, don't you? It makes you kind of stop and think, what's really going on behind the scenes? But you do, obviously, we all have seen that the United States has lost its world presence, so to speak. Financially, folks, it has. The dollar is losing every day. It's also lost its world presence militarily. We have shown our weaknesses worldwide. Just did again in Afghanistan a month or so ago. We did it in Vietnam in 74. We've done it many times. And America is deteriorating because the empires you try to build is unsustainable. And just as Rome and other great societies built empires, Rome crumbled from the inside out. Well, the same thing's happened in America, folks. We're losing our infrastructure, not the physical infrastructure, but the moral compass, the moral binding that held us all together as Americans is being dissolved and destroyed. Inside fighting, chaos among the people of this country and among the politicians and the division in the people is weakening us to the point that we can all maintain the world empire that we tried to build. And that's just something of this. We're never meant to be. We were warned by our founders not to try to build empires, but We did anyway, didn't we? European gas and power prices jump as supply shortage fears erupt. A combination of Russia's inactive Nord Stream 2 pipeline and cooler weather forecast through the end of December, sparked by rallying European natural gas futures, German power prices surged to record high, while French power prices jumped to a decade high. Folks, this isn't just in America. This is worldwide. Inflation and shortage are hurting the whole world. Concerns that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline won't operate this winter season comes as a new German chancellor, Olaf Scholz, said the government would do everything possible to make sure natural gas flows continue through Ukraine, not the latest Russian to German undersea pipeline. Last month, German energy regulators suspended Nord Stream 2 certificate process. The U.S. has also sanctioned companies affiliated with the pipeline's construction. On top of the geopolitical uncertainties mixed with tight natural gas supplies across Europe, some of the lowest in a decade, a new 14-day weather forecast shows cooler than average wet weather, which will boost natural gas demand. Cooler weather on the continent has increased the power demand. German power contracts added 9.7% to a record 205 euros per megawatt hour. French power contracts rose 329 euros per megawatt hour, the highest ever. So we're seeing increases that these folks are going to have a hard time absorbing these cost of living increases. And it is what it is worldwide. With the friction between countries, the unrest between countries, and fiat currencies are causing this. This winter, Nord Stream 2 was supposed to be Europe's saving grace, as stockpiles across the continent are well under seasonal trends. Without extra supplies, as storage is rapidly depleting, natural gas prices will likely continue rising, forcing power prices higher. So, the world is totally in unrest and in chaos in many different ways. And when populations get angry and get frustrated, it causes inner strife and chaos that can lead to war. You know, have you ever wondered why sometimes when the people are at most at the unrest and frustrated with what the government's doing, that the government will declare war to reunite the people in their common cause? This has happened many times in history. Many times in history. Most people of a nation, whether it be here or Russia or anywhere else or China, when a nation goes to war, generally backs the country they're from, because that's the devil they're used to. They're used to that oppression and type of leadership. In America, it's the same idea. I know that I saw a sign today coming back from a dentist appointment. They said only two people ever give up their lives for you: Jesus Christ and American soldier. That bothered me a little bit, because knowing the truth about the wars we've been in, and I'm talking about all the wars we've been in, knowing the truth behind them and doing study in history of the world wars that we've been involved in, that we were led into, dragged into against our will, really, it makes me feel like there was a kind of a slap in the face to Christ himself to compare the American soldier with Christ. I'm a veteran. I'm not picking on veterans. I'm a veteran. So therefore, I can tell the truth about this. I'm disgusted with what I've seen happen. I lost friends in Vietnam and for nothing. Nothing. In the long run, nothing. Same thing in Afghanistan now, obviously. We left Americans behind in Vietnam, left Americans behind in Afghanistan. That undermines the respect for this country worldwide. But for those having any sense to look at the wars and study these wars, you realize we've been conned in every war. Even the war between the states is all set up for a purpose, folks, to cause inner strife and conquer, and to federalize the governments that happened after the Civil War. But anyway, let's move on beyond that. Now, and to see this battle grow and the people getting in some semblance of anger to the point that they're starting to speak up, the powers that want to control us are trying to shove us back into the cage, so to speak. And they're doing it. They're trying very hard to do it. D.C. to file civil lawsuit against Proud Boys, Oath Keepers for Capitol riot. Mm-hmm. Yep, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, both are, we'll say, pro-American groups, pro-Constitution groups. As a whole, probably pro-moral groups, if it's not Christian, at least moral individuals, are going to be sued by D.C. What better way to frighten more folks from getting involved in something as far as protest goes than to sue those who did protest? Now, that we're not getting into detail on that. That was a setup. That was a huge setup and was used to fulfill what's doing right now. But back to the article. District of Columbia Attorney General Carl Racine said the local government will file a civil lawsuit against the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and others they claim are responsible for the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. They caused extensive damage to the district, our democracy, and particularly the brave men and women of our Metropolitan Police Department, Racine said. So they caused extensive damage to the district, our democracy, and particularly to the brave men and women of Metropolitan Police Department. How did we harm the police department? How many cops were shot? The lawsuit being filed in federal court to recover millions of dollars the city spent to repel the people who breached the Capitol. Racine made the announcement Tuesday at the U.S. Capitol Complex. He said the lawsuit will be filed to bring accountability, deterrence, restitution, and justice to those impacted. I notice that word, deterrence. It is the first civil lawsuit by government entity against the January 6th insurrectionist. Racine said that his office will seek to impose severe financial penalties on the organizations and individuals responsible. As for Donald Trump, Racine said, "We are not afraid to sue." Well, I don't know, folks. We're going to cover some more things. I'm going to show that we're heading down a path of a total police state mentality in this country. We're going to show you in a minute that they're going to cut off some medicines that you're being shipped through the mail to you. Oh, I'm not making this up. I wouldn't make something for me. I couldn't make it up. I'm not that smart. But we're seeing a crackdown now. And whether you agree with what happened on the sister or not, makes no difference. Again, I will tell you this for sure, that they are causing this was a planned dissension, planned to cause what's happening right now. And could it happen again? Of course it could happen again. Or this time maybe worse. It may be for real next time. People may be fed up enough to really, literally not be tricked into doing this, but taking a stand on their own. Because the next article proves the point I've been saying a long time. Political polarization in U.S. may be reaching an irreversible tipping point. Now, folks, it's not just politics. It's a COVID jab and unjab. It's way more. It's the moral conditions of people that want to stop the murder of babies and those that want to continue. People that want to stop the moral decay of a school and society through the sodomizing lesbians that pervert children's minds in public schools and libraries. It's coming. It's causing a lot of polarization in this country, and it's going to come to a point, I think, before too long, where it's going to be irreversible. And this article agrees with that. Talking politics during the holidays can turn family gatherings into hostile debates very fast. While most people eventually forgive and forget these political disagreements, is there a point of no return where Americans can no longer coexist with each other? A new study by researchers at Cornell University finds there may be an actual tipping point where no issue imaginable can unite Republicans and Democrats again. Their findings reveal that at this point, extreme polarization becomes irreversible. The team's predictive model for measuring the behavior of a polarized political group like the current U.S. Senate shows that even an attack by foreign power or another pandemic will not heal the political divide. Instead of uniting against a common threat, the threat itself becomes yet another polarizing issue, said lead author Michael Macy, director of the Social Dynamics Laboratory in the College of Arts and Sciences, University of Belize. We found that polarization increases incrementally only up to a point, Macy adds. Above this point, there is a sudden change in the very fabric of the institution, like the change from water to steam when the temperature exceeds a boiling point. That, my friends, I do believe is happening at a very rapid pace. I truly do. And that will affect all of us. Whether you get involved, if you try to stay neutral, it's not going to change anything. It's still going to affect your world. when factions begin to fight among themselves, unrest causes all kinds of chaotic situations. Financial situations. We'll say inner strife, maybe even what we call civil war is possible. Don't like to talk about it, but I'm not talking about it. This article is talking about it. This is what's happening. It's just a sad situation. So preparing yourself for what's coming right now is a very wise thing to do. A quick question. Could you feed yourself and your family for 6 months without having to go out and buy anything else? And I think it should be more than that. But let's just say 6 months. Do you have enough goods in your home to feed yourself and your family for 6 months without having to go to the store? I'm not talking about, you may have to go get some salt or something like that, but I'm talking about basic things you get that you can keep in hand. Can you feed yourself for 6 months? Do you have enough staples to put back that you wouldn't starve if things shut down for a period of 6 months? Even 3 months? I've known family members who went through a blizzard in a 3-day, 4-day blizzard in Colorado. They were down to their last pack of crackers in the house. They go to the store every day to buy what they need when they need it. They never stock up. Folks, that could come back to bite them in the butt in the very near future. Can you take care of yourself for at least 6 months if things go south? Can you? I don't know. Things need to think about because this is coming very close. It could happen. And U.S. mega corporations rush to abandon vax mandate. Seems how this vax mandate has been hammered in the courts. Thank God. Many large corporations are saying we're not going to force it now. We'll get more detail in a little bit about this in this article. Thanks for interesting. It says, this week's nationwide annihilation of Biden's federal contractor vaccine mandate at the hands of Georgia federal judge R. Stan Baker has resulted in a landslide retreat of cowardly mega corporations from their so-confident bullying of American workers. Medicare mandate and OSHA, if you have 100 workers, mandatory vax mandate has been ripped to shreds early on in the courts. And it's going to get worse. It is. Biden's mandates have always been a bullying gamble. I like the way he said it. It's been a bullying gamble. They thought they could scare us into the corner. And I mentioned that they knew they were engaging in legal acts, but that they would continue to use the not insignificant weapons of the executive branch to blast as much harm as possible until the court stepped in and noted the obvious. You can't do this. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. Again, this is Pastor Butch Paul filling today for Dave. And Dave is not going to hear, obviously, he's ill, and Melody is off taking care of some business, so I'm doing my best I can to fill in for him. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. Listening to Financial Survival. I hope you'll call Melody up and ask her some questions about how you can protect yourself and your family in the future. You know, folks, when you put these things back, when you put back, whether it be food, whatever it may be, water filters, or some real money, gold and silver, I'm trying to give mine, pass mine on to my children. Yeah, I have it if Marcia and I need it also. But I plan on leaving something for them of value. And I don't leave it to them in paper money, and not much of it anyway, because it's devaluing every day. So I want to leave some inheritance for my children. The Bible says that a good man, a wise man, leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Think about that. Back to our article that the big corporations are backing down on mandates because they finally realize they really couldn't do this legally. But it says, cynics and I sympathize will say that the courts could have ruled either way, so don't get too excited. And that is a very good point. The courts could went the other way. Let me finish this article with a comment on that some more. That's a lesson of the past 2 years. There's nothing below us as we look down. It takes our breath away. We now understand that our civilization has been built on a pile of sand, and any determined entity could tunnel under us as we are distracted by human necessities of providing for our families, living for our finite lives as best as possible. The horrible reality cannot be unseen. This horrible reality cannot be unseen. Previously, we viewed our rulers, from dog catcher to president, as benevolent, but for the most part, at a distance. We never thought they would reach out with their gradually but steadily acquired iron fist and squeeze oxygen from our lungs. Take a shot or starve. Very good points. Very good points, folks. We are right now still, basically, at one court ruling away from total tyranny when it comes to these shots and pandemic situation. This one judge stopped it. What if it doesn't happen again? What if it doesn't happen again? What if next time they don't stop it? The U.S. Supreme Court had rejected the religious challenge to New York's vaccine mandate. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected challenges brought by a group of Christian doctors and nurses, an organization that promotes vaccine skepticism, to New York's refusal to allow religious exemptions to the state's mandate that healthcare workers be vaccinated against COVID. Acting in two cases, the justice denied a emergency request for an injunction requiring the state to permit religious exemptions while litigation with the mandate's legality continues in lower courts. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch said they would have granted the injunction. So, you see, one court said you can't mandate it. The Supreme Court said your faith will not keep you from getting a shot. Think about that. Think about that. Healthcare workers will have to take it. You cannot be exempt because it's against your faith. How serious of a breach is that on, I hate to use the word constitutional rights, but on the rights we thought we had, a protection of the liberty of Christian or Christian values or faith at all. How serious a hit is that the Supreme Court says, we're not going to grant you an injunction. We're not going to stop it. Either take it or lose your job. So, I don't know how you handle that. I mean, one court says they don't, it's not mandated, but you, the corporations don't have to give them. And the Supreme Court says, if you're a Christian or any other faith you have where you don't want this dead baby parts put in you, the aborted baby cells or the animal parts or the mRNA destruction to your DNA, you don't want that. But you can't use your Christian or your religious faith to stop it. Do you see how fragile, what a narrow tightrope we're walking in this country, folks, for what's left of personal convictions to live the life the way you think you should, to have dominion even over your own body? You no longer have dominion over your own body. This is prophesied in Nehemiah chapter 9. Let me read it for yourself, the last few verses. Because of the sins of people, as Nehemiah said, the enemies had dominion over their cattle, their properties, and their bodies. Is this not exertion of dominion over your bodies that you cannot, and not to mention your a complete attack on your Christian or religious beliefs? Is this not a total smackdown? You can't exempt because you don't believe in what you're putting. You can't put that in your body because you don't believe in it. You can't put that in my body because I don't. It's against my Christian or religious beliefs. How they put in my body? And it's my body, but they say no. You can't. You can't get out of it, and you're going to do it because we own your body. If you want to work here, you're going to do it. Isn't that a total takedown of what's left of any common sense of restrictions in our lives? Folks, what's left from the take? If they can violate your conscience and force you something that you simply cannot do and maintain your faith, how much more power can they enforce? How much more power can they take from us? They claim ownership of your body, and you have no right to your faith that is against your convictions to take these vaccines, these so-called vaccines or jabs. They're not vaccines. They're not vaccines. How serious is that? I mean, how much more can we tolerate as far as say enough is enough? The Supreme Court, folks have been in conservative court, turn their back on us. First U.S. soldiers get the boot for refusing COVID vax. Over 2 dozen U.S. Air Force service members have been discharged for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the first in the U.S. military to be punished over President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. The 27 airmen who have been discharged and forced for missing the vaccination deadline were younger, lower-ranking personnel who were serving their first term of enlistment. Air Force spokeswoman Ann Stefanik told the media on Monday. Unlike others in the U.S. military who have sought religious and medical exemptions from the mandate, the dismissed airmen did not seek any exemptions. Now, I want to comment here also. They should not have to seek any exemptions. Their bodies are their bodies. But when you go into the military, anyone who's one more stripe than you is considered a god. Oh yeah, I was in there. I know. Yeah, if you were a private, just a we call them airmen, no stripes at all, an airman, which means one stripe, could actually tell you what to do. And vaccines are commonplace. I took a lot of them when I went in there. I didn't know. No one told me. But yet they still exercise the right over your body. But says the reason for discharge is officially disobeying an order. However, it is not clear whether they received honorable discharges. Reports indicate that as many as 40,000 U.S. military personnel have refused vaccination against COVID-19 or sought an exemption, roughly 3% of all the troops. Well, what do you say? Where do we draw the line? When do we say enough is enough? I mean, tell me, folks, I'm asking a serious question. When do we say enough is enough? What do we do? When do we say we're not going to go any further? what's the reasons that we're going to keep tolerating this? Well, how are we going to make excuses for ourselves? Are we going to just keep cowering in the corner and saying, well, this is done because it's now a mandate? It's not even a law. It's a mandate. But even a law has to have limitations on the individuals, on their personal bodies and their convictions. We're losing that, aren't we? Now, if you don't think they're trying to take us down a step at a time, the United States Food and Drug Administration is now intercepting the U.S. mail if you ordered ivermectin. Now, I'm not making it up. Not at all. A mail shipment addressed to you from a, it says this is a letter sent to the gentleman that's supposed to receive the shipment from a foreign country is being held by the post office at the request of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And what they ordered was ivermectin. 12 ivermectin tablets were ordered. And if FDA said no, the post office cannot and will not deliver it. Okay. What else can they do? What else? What kind of authority are we giving these people that now they're telling us we can't get to receive anything in the mail? How afraid of us are they? Very afraid. But they're still pushing us back into a corner, are they not? The FDA and U.S. Post Office is now holding the shipments of ivermectin. I've already gotten mine, thank God, from alldaychemist.com, alldaychemist.com. I ordered it and got it, that along with the hydrochloroquine. I got them both. But now they're going to stop the shipments coming in. And I'll read to you briefly. This will be on my website, pastorbutch.com, pastorbutch.com, under health news in a very near future. And it'll also be in January's news magazine. The Great Reset Depopulation. The World Economic Forum at Davos. Now pay attention, folks. The World Economic Forum at Davos has accepted the Georgia Guidestones goal to reduce world population to 500 million as part of the Great Reset, which is their plan to make what was ours into theirs. The current world population is 7.9 billion, which means they want 7.4 billion people to say goodbye permanently. If they made it illegal to live beyond their 65th birthday, the globalists would only reduce the world population by 632 million. In fact, there are 2.291 billion people under age 18. So even if they killed everyone under 18, everyone 18 and over, the Davis Woke crowd would have 1.791 billion people more than they would allow to live. To better visualize their genocidal plans, a reduction of world population to 500 million means that the globalists would want to kill 93.7 million people of the people alive today. And this is no, I'm not making this up. This is for real. This is for real. So the World Economic Forum, the WEF at Davos, has accepted the Georgia Guidestones goal to reduce the world population of 500 million. Do you see a problem with that? Do you? And this, I didn't know. I had no idea. Y'all know who Raggedy Ann and Andy are. The dolls? Raggedy Ann and Andy? We've all seen them and often wondered, why did they put X's where their eyes are supposed to be? You ever think about that? That's usually a sign of a corpse. In a picture, they draw an X in the eyes and as a sign of a dead person. Well, this is where it come from. Patented September 7th, 1915 by Johnny Gruel. His 13-year-old daughter, Marcella, was vaccinated without his consent at school for smallpox. She subsequently died as a result. He created the dolls to stand as symbols for the dead children from vaccines. The dolls represent a very real vaccine death and danger. I didn't know that. Raggedy Ann and Andy dolls, you see with their eyes X'd out, was invented by Johnny Gruel in 1915 to represent children who died from vaccines. Crib back in 1915. I had no idea. And I'm sure most of y'all didn't either. This is where our day in the world today. Don't you think you should prepare yourself for what's coming? As best you can in every aspect. Spiritually first, folks. Definitely spiritually first. Who you putting trust in? And also some wisdom to prepare for what's coming in the future economically. Supplies chain may be disrupted. Have food, folks. Plant. Now, no, this is not unbiblical. The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself. He said, says he hides himself. In other words, he prepares himself for what's coming. That's what we're told to do. And gold and silver is not a sin. It is by wise men used to pay off debts. 800-375-4188. Give Melody a call. If you want, tell her you heard me talk about it on the program today. And tell her I sent you over. You won't be sorry you did that, folks. We're facing things in this country, in this world, we never thought possible. I shared some with you today to the point now that the FDA and the post office are going to halt your orders for ivermectin through the mail. How much more are we going to grant them authority over us? How much more are we going to tolerate? When are American people going to say enough is enough and really mean it? Prepare yourself for your sake and your family's sakes while you have a chance. Okay? Please do that. I'm back with you in tomorrow, of course, with Wendy Wilson. So y'all have a great night. See you there.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.